I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. What have you done? It's not hard to notice when we study the lives of the Stoics, which you should, how often the Stoics were in the room when it happened. Cato was there fighting against Julius Caesar when Rome came out of its second civil war. Athenodorus and Arius Didymus were there tutoring the new emperor. Thrasea led the resistance against Nero. Rusticus is the one who introduced Marcus Aurelius to the writings of Epictetus. The Stoics were there for history being made. They were active. They were in the game. The last year and a half has also been a series of events of historic proportions, without a doubt. Just as you asked your grandparents about the war or the Great Depression, your grandchildren will ask you about this pandemic. What was it like? Was it scary? Did you know anyone that died? And they will want to know something else too. They will want to know what you did. Just as you wanted to hear about your grandfather landing at Normandy or your grandmother working as a nurse or in a munitions factory, just as you wanted to know where your parents were during the civil rights movement, if they stood against apartheid, or what part they played in whatever events visited their lives. Maybe you're a frontline worker or a scientific researcher, or you work for a local food bank. Maybe you're in the Army Reserves and you got called up to active duty, in which case you have a good answer. And we thank you for your service. But if not, this question should sting a little bit. This has been the crisis of your lifetime. Hundreds of thousands of people have died, millions globally. What have you done? How have you helped? The pandemic is not your fault, but it is our responsibility. A Stoic gets involved because it's their duty to get involved. They lend a hand, they use their platforms. They apply their expertise. They provide clarity. They're not always famous heroes like Cato or Thrasea or Marcus Aurelius, who led during the Antonine Plague, but they always try to make a difference. The future, indeed, maybe even your future self, is going to look back on this moment and evaluate. Will it find that you were part of the problem or part of the solution? Did you step up or shrink back? Did you do anything at all? Did you do your duty? Were you in the game? And seriously, you can help in so many ways, whether it's something as minor as social media or helpful as giving money or volunteering at a vaccine clinic or a food bank. There's something you can do and you should try to get involved. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we
don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.